singer Lil Nas X causes uproar over shoes that contain a drop of real human blood. The so-called Satan shoes are to promote his newly released music video. Each shoe features a Bible scripture, an upside-down cross. 666 pairs will be available starting tomorrow, with one pair costing more than $1,000. And those are your headlines.
What?
A drop of blood.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that in my
shoe. You know who makes them?
Who?
Nike. Nike. That's not. It's a Nike shoe with the sign of Satan on the top, called Satan shoes.
Get out of here. There's got to be more.
I saw it before the show. So you can't have the Betsy Ross flag.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You can have Nike-made Satan shoes. It's a real thing.
Will's in disbelief. He's like, I'm being
pumped. Didn't we talk about
this? I feel like I'm missing a piece of information. This game.
Not. You're not. You know how many of them there are being made? How many of the shoes are being made?
She said 650.
666.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
It's a little weird.
Look it up.
It's a little odd.
When up is down and down is up, and that's exactly where we are as a culture.
Something's.
It's really
Adam.
Unbelievable.
Let's ask Adam. Adam, would you buy those shoes? Just out of curiosity, maybe someone would like them.
Could he say yes now? I mean,
I was gonna dodge this. They're not really Nike. They're Nike shoes, but there's a middleman who bought Nike shoes and is turning them into these.
Is that
really?
Nike's not making these shoes.
So it's like
I'm positive about that.
But yeah. Nike probably could sue them if he wanted for using
their
likeness.
There's the missing information. Thank you for that, Adam. So it's like a boutique vendor type thing from Nike shoe or artist.
Yeah, exactly.
Still absurd, but yeah.
An artist is doing it. Yeah. So there's your Nike shoe news that I'm able to do. And also, I can do the weather. I'll dive right into that. What are we talking about? Well, we've seen.
You ready for another show on Lil Nas X? I know you are. This is the trifecta of conspiracy theory. This event. We got rappers. I don't know if he's a rapper. He's more of a singer. But, you know, we got rappers. We got Satanism. We got homosexuality. I mean, it's all here. It's all here in one package. Like a massive bomb that dropped this week. And today we're going to go through it again. This is part two. If you didn't listen to part one, I advise you to do so. In part one, I broke down this music video that Lil Nas X dropped. Called the name of the video is Montero. Call me by your name. Call me by my name. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying. And we talked about it on part one. I talked about the androgyny and the occult perspective of that. How that's the perfected man. But ultimately, what we're looking at here is a deification process, an initiation for Lil Nas X to become the God Man of the occult. But wait, pump the brakes. I'm back for part two. And in part two, we've got heavy updates on this whole thing, what has transpired since the first show, and guess who's going to get canceled next? Lil Nas X. Why is that? Well, there's heavy, heavy allegations that he made some pedophile comments back in 2015. Oh, yeah. We're going to go through it all. This is And look, just for clarification, it's very early in the morning. I woke up an hour earlier than normal, so here I am, dark out. It's March 31st, so whatever happens after this recording, it'll change things a bit, but I'm going to give you the updates. And then we'll probably drop it. I know you're probably tired of it. You're probably tired of the Lil Nas X, huh? Quite the controversy. I've talked about it, well, it feels like I've talked about it a lot, but the what happened, see, Mrs. Weishaupt and I started a show called Breaking Social Norms. It's free. Go get it wherever you listen to podcasts. Uncensored ad-free is on Rockfin, if you're on my Rockfin platform. But it's more of an opinion-based show. And you see what happened was we did two shows on Lil Nas X over there. So this is my fourth show talking about this. I think it's worth it, though. I think it's a very interesting topic. And I have to do a public apology tour here for Mrs. Weishaupt, because what happened was I saw the video, I did a bunch of research, recorded a show, and then I said, hey, I'm going to talk to you about this Lil Nas X video on breaking social norms. And she was like, okay. So I turned the laptop around and said, watch this video. She watched the video. And I turned it around and said, okay, let's talk about it. And we recorded. Only problem is she didn't know all the background to it. She didn't know the how he was writing the kids' books and all the stuff that I, you know, you heard my spiel in part one. And boy, oh boy, did people light up the comments on this thing. Like I said, this is the trifecta of conspiracy here. People are very upset about this video. And it was my fault. I walked her into this thing without giving her the background why. You know, some people are just upset because they hate, they don't like the gay people. Some people are upset because they don't like the Satanism stuff. For me, what I don't agree with is how he purposefully drew the kids in. And now that there's a problem with drawing kids into an audience for a homosexual man, I don't have a problem with that. I barely have a problem with the Satanism thing. But the truth, well, I do. That is where the problem lies, is that he drew the kids in, and then, like, then he threw the wet-ass pussy at him, right? That's essentially what happened here. Because I say there's room for adult entertainment in our world. Let the adults enjoy the adult entertainment. It's the parents' job to filter that out. But, like, for a situation like this, I'm kind of like, ugh, that was pretty rotten of him to, like, draw the kids in and then do this. So anyways, Ms. Wiseup didn't know all the background of that. And she was kind of like, I don't know, I thought the video was funny. Because it is kind of funny. I mean, like, if you're not appalled by this stuff, which we are not. We have very dark, crude senses of humor sometimes. It takes a lot to offend either of us. So then I did a part two with her, and it was kind of the the clarification show. Because it's an interesting topic, this whole thing. All right, let's catch up. What happened since, God, what was it? It felt like a year ago. It's only been 2 days. Well, the artist collective that made the shoes, Mischief, now they're getting sued by Nike because Nike's like, they're getting complaints out the wazoo about how they're promoting satanic shoes. And they're like, look, we have nothing to do with this. These are our Air Max shoes, and this art collective customized the shoes. We have nothing to do with this. And now they're suing Mischief. And I got a closer look at the pentagram that was on the laces. Because I had an Instagram live I did the other day, and a very interesting comment came up asking about, like, well, what kind of effect will this have on the wearer to be wearing a pentagram? And that's a good question. Because, like I always say, the symbols are, in some ways, if you look at Eliphas Lévi's magnetic chain idea, like, they charge up these sigils, right? That gives them power, gives them energy. So, like, it could be, and I don't know that this is true, but it could be there's a satanic outfit behind all this that's, like, one to charge up these sigils in some chaos magic way. I don't know. I don't think that's true, but it could be, right? Depends on how far you want to go down this rabbit hole. But the symbols, I always say, like, intention is the key, right? And the example I gave was even the cross. Like, if you see a death metal band wearing an inverted cross, like, that probably means, like, they're it's a narrative against Christianity. But the reality is that the inverted cross came from Peter, right? The apostle, a martyr. And he was sentenced to death to die for Christianity, for Jesus Christ. And he was like, nah, you better flip that cross upside down. I'm not worthy of being crucified like the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in some ways, the inverted cross is, like, the most respectful kind of cross. So, like I said, like, it just depends on the subject wearing it. Like, look, if your kids bought the shoes and they're wearing the shoes with the pentagram and the blood, they're probably doing it because they, like, think it's funny and it's shock value and all that. Is it worth the battle of being like, hey, you're actually charging up a sigil? Some weirdo out there is getting satanic energies from this? I don't know. I personally wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't want to toy with that realm. There's a hidden realm, right? why mess around with energies that we can't discern what's going on with that, right? So do you want to die on that hill, though? I don't know. Tough call. Yeah, I mean, I personally wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't want my kids wearing this stuff, but, you know, not everybody's a good Christian warrior. Anyhow, we're not going to go down the religion rabbit hole right now. Let's keep it moving. Now, the history of evil. Let's talk about evil. Because ultimately, the idea that the conspiracy truther types are presenting, which I agree with, I think the roadmap to the future is that the global religion will be the one of the Antichrist. Luciferianism. Lucifer is the good guy. And that's what they are trying to implant slowly and surely. They're trying to indoctrinate the masses. Evil isn't all that bad. That's the message. Jesus and Satan, you know, these two are sort of like related brothers. And because what they need, according to the occultists, out of their own mouths, Crowley and Parsons and Blavatsky, Christianity is the worst thing that ever happened to mankind. It's repressed everything and kept us from evolving to a better state where man could become God, which will happen through transhumanism, through Elon Musk's Neuralink. He's going to put the chip in your brain. But that's kind of where this is sets up. And if you read The Dark Path on Amazon Audible, I narrated it on Audible. We're closing in on, I don't know how many reviews. I was looking the other day, it was like close to 500 on Audible. I said, my goodness. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for leaving the reviews for The Dark Path. I do read all of them. Now, that's where they're going with it, right? You know this already. I don't know why I'm saying this to you. You're already aware of the agenda. Now, LA Times, they did an interesting article on satanic panic. They didn't go into the detail that I wanted it to, though. So I did a little bit more deeper in it. But what I wanted to talk about was, I'm going to pull it up for you here. What I wanted to talk about was that their bias. And this is what's funny about the media. They're clearly showing their bias with this whole thing. They're just like, if it's anything, I don't know. They're screwing themselves because they don't know what we are about to reveal at the end of the show about Lil Nas X's other his problematic language he had on this secret Twitter account where he said some pedophilia stuff. But we're gonna get to that. I gotta wet your appetite. Anyway, this is LA Times article. Listen to this. Tell me this isn't biased. Because there were some artists speaking out against this whole thing. One of them, Joyner Lucas, a rapper who worked with Eminem on a track, which ironically I forget. Ironically, because I'm going to read this to you. This is what LA Times said. In response, okay, so Joyner Lucas come out and tweeted, was like saying like, oh, this is, you know, whatever, satanic, shake my head, blah, blah, blah. In response to Joyner Lucas, a deeply forgettable rapper with ties to Eminem, who condemned Lil Nas X for inflicting, quote, some left field-ish on a school-age audience he'd knowingly cultivated, Lil Nas X pointed out that Old Town Road includes lyrics about adultery and the cough syrup concoction known as lean. Quote, you decided to let your child listen. Blame yourself. Listen to, I mean, isn't the mainstream media supposed to be unbiased? Look at this, the LA Times, they're calling Joyner Lucas a deeply forgettable rapper. And then they also dig in who with ties to Eminem, because Eminem is like the next, right? He's the next one to get canceled, because he's got, his whole career is based on the problematic language from the Slim Shady stuff. Which that used to be, you know, like, that was my generation's thing. It was like controversial stuff, you know, Howard Stern and Eminem, and it was like really edgy stuff, you know. And boy, the youth, the youngins, the millennials and after, they want to cancel everything out of existence because words are violence, you know. Now, anyway, the article, what it should have done is gone deeper into the 80s stuff, and they didn't. So I went a little bit, did a little bit of homework for you. But back in the 80s, what you have to understand is there was a lot of concern about music implanting satanic messages via back masking. And what this is basically you would have a vinyl record back in the 70s and 80s, and if you played it backwards, it would give you messages. Simpler times, right? And the government, well, even the government got involved. They pushed legislation to prevent this. But then, you know, compact disc came along. Boom, there it goes. Who cares anymore? It's already gone. But yeah, that was a real thing. And satanic panic was a real thing in the 80s. And I don't think they were entirely wrong. I rarely side with the evangelicals. I think they get a little too overzealous. And I don't like the, I mean, they're the first cancel culture, right? They're the original cancel culture. Whereas I'm like, I say we let it all out and have the free speech and debate it out. Like my man Joe Rogan said, censorship is not the answer. The way you combat bad speech is with good speech. Like, people need to have enough intelligence to hear something they don't like and then sort of debate out the pros and cons of it and the merits of it, which is, you know, basically what Breaking Social Norms podcast is, where me and Mrs. Weisop debate different points of conspiracy theory, because I'm the truth to hear. She is not. Now, if you recall, we were doing some shows on Eyes Wide Shut, which I have the deep dive episodes almost ready for you, for the bonus people, for the supporter people. And we talked about Eyes Wide Shut, and on the free feed got the breakdown of the film, but the bonus supporter only shows are going to go through the book, Dream Novella, and the book, The Making of Eyes Wide Shut. And when we go through those, we're going to talk about the music played at the Gnostic orgy. It's a back-masked Romanian priest chant by Jocelyn Pook. And it's called a Masked Ball. And I've got like more of a historical background on how that track was formulated in those bonus supporter shows. So if you want those, you want to go ad-free and get all the bonus stuff that I give out to my supporters, you know where to go. Hit the link in the show notes, baby. I got a Patreon still on and popping. We got the Rockfin. We got the Illuminati Watcher VIP section. In fact, I just shipped out a book. I got a couple Tier 3 folks signed up. Tier 3 now gets signed paperbacks. Check it out. Some other examples of backmasking. The Beatles, Revolution 9. They said Paul is dead. Fueling that conspiracy theory. I interviewed Mark Devlin many years ago on his book, The Musical Truth Books. We talked about Paul is dead and how the Beatles are part of a bigger conspiracy. Charles Manson was part of this. He thought that Revolution 9 was referring to Chapter 9 of the Book of Revelation, the end times. Because, you know, that's what this is all about. It's the spiritual warfare to bring about Armageddon. They look at it as the beginning of a new age. A good thing. Led Zeppelin. They had a song called Stairway to Heaven. I talked about it in The Dark Path. I have a whole chapter on it. And if you play it backwards, it says stuff like, he'll give you 666, my sweet Satan. That's my backmasking voice. Judas Priest. I was just listening to Judas Priest this morning, ironically. Rob Halford, he was the OG gay rock star. He was the first to do it. He had to go to trial because of this. He went to court. Like I said, it was a big deal in the 80s. And he admitted that there's a track called Love Bites from 1984. And he backmasked the message, in the dead of the night, Love Bites. Slayer, they have an album called Hell Awaits from 1985. And you play backwards, it says Join Us. Marilyn Manson has a track called Tourniquet. Backwards, it says, this is my low point of vulnerability. That one surprised me. I thought Marilyn Manson would have been a little more satanic than that, but just an emo rocker, I guess. Now, if you want more on this kind of stuff, there's a theorist, a truther type. I don't want to call him a truther, but there's a guy, Garrett King. He did a whole project with like David Bowie and Aleister Crowley messaging. He was on Tinfoil Hat once. You should check that out if you want more. He's went deep on the subject. But look, here's the thing. The controversy behind all of this satanic imagery, it works. And that's what a lot of people say. They say, oh, he's just trying to like shock value. That's what the media is telling you. Oh, it's just shock value. He's trying to use publicity. Well, Montero, the song, it hit number one on the charts. Number one, Spotify, Apple Music, videos, old videos of his, top trending slots of YouTube. It's working. He effectively sold his soul. Maybe this is the Faustian bargain. And there's also a claim that if you play this track while you're at the drive-thru for Chick-fil-A, they'll give you a free sandwich and lemonade. I don't know if it's true. Lil Nas X was pumping that on his Twitter. I highly doubt it. Well, these 14-year-olds going to risk their job for this? I don't think so. Speaking of Chick-fil-A, by the way, and even in the tweet Lil Nas X had about Chick-fil-A, it was spelled C-H-I-C-F-I-L-A. That's how I recall it being spelled forever and ever. Well, now, apparently, it's C-H-I-C-K. We have a Mandela effect, folks. Which one do you remember? But that's another subject for another day. Joyner Lucas. Okay, we already talked about Joyner Lucas. I actually had the note in here. But I'm with Joyner Lucas on this one. Like, you know, a little bit of shame on Lil Nas X for, like, messing with the kids. I mean, kids, adults is one thing. Adults have the free will, the discernment, like, whatever. Do what you want. But the kids, they don't really know. They don't really know. They're impressionable. You know, I take issue with corporations aiming stuff at kids, too. Like the fast food and all this stuff. There's laws against that, by the way. If you know that. Miley Cyrus. I posted on my Instagram. She's already wearing the shoes. She already got them. She's already wearing them. And she's another one of these that got into a lot of hot water because she was on the, she was the Hannah Montana. All the kids loved her. And then next thing you know, boom, she's making out with aliens and getting dry humped by Robin Thicke at the VMAs. And she's pushing this whole sexual agenda. And oh dear. Oh dear. They aim the agenda at the kids. The fast food, the toys, the military, everything. They aim it at the kids. And it goes ultimately to the ideas of entertainment and the ability to, you know, control culture, to steer it in a direction. This is just one component. This is exactly what we've been talking about for many years. Now let's talk about Lil Nas X's tweets. His responses. I read through a bunch of them. There's a lot of them. Interesting thoughts, and let's do a little thought-provoking exercise. He said, I spent my entire teenage years hating myself because of the shit y'all preached would happen to me because I was gay. So I hope you are mad. Stay mad. Feel the same anger you teach us to have towards ourselves. And this... Excuse me. This is what Mrs. Weishaupt and I were talking about on Breaking Social Norms, is the idea that maybe the Christians, like the Westboro Baptist Church or whatever, not all Christians, just the ones that are very much like vehemently against gay folks, calling them fags and all that stuff, maybe they own some of this to some degree. What do you think? Just some open-minded philosophical debate. Because here's the thing. Why did he feel a certain way to go towards this satanic imagery? Because that's what he was told. He was shamed and told he's going to hell and, you know, God hates gays and all that stuff. And here's the thing. Do we want to fix this or do we want to complain about it? If people like Lil Nas X didn't feel so outcasted, then they wouldn't feel the need to rebel, would they? And that was kind of the idea we were talking about. Some other things he tweeted. He said, "The only MF-er I mocked was the devil. I thought y'all hated that N-word." That's kind of funny. I mean, he's kind of right. Right? Because in the video, I mean, after he gives Satan a lap dance, he kills him. He breaks his head. Breaks his neck. Breaks his head. He breaks his neck. Takes his horns. Interesting take on this. Kind of right, isn't he? Then he said, "I'm going to put Kirk Franklin on the Call Me By Your Name remix to even it out, you guys." That's actually pretty funny. Kirk Franklin, a gospel singer. He tweeted, "I thought y'all didn't like political correctness. What happened?" Valid point, Lil Nas X. Valid point. Isn't that, are we asking to cancel Lil Nas X? Does that make us the cancel culture? Is this political correctness? Saying it's not politically correct for you to, you know, depict all these things. You shouldn't have lured the kids in and then pumped their head full of this symbolism and imagery. You should be canceled. I should also add that as a truther, we need to look out. This has been my sort of campaign. We need to be careful to not have sheep-like, cult-like reactions. Isn't the desired reaction here for us to be focusing so hard on being appalled by this? And I mean, look, I'm the guy who just is doing, this is now my fourth show talking about this. But is Fox News and the conservative right looking to embrace cancel culture now? Is this a chess move to get us to look, embrace cancel culture from all angles? We have, a bit of a dilemma here. We've got a juxtaposing of cancel culture hypocrisies. We've got the wet ass pussy, and then Montero out on Front Street. But we canceled Dr. Seuss. Why? I mean, the argument here is that cancel culture is supposed to be for canceling outdated ways of thinking, anti-racism, anti-exclusiveness, and women's power and gay folks, gay sexuality, gender, all that stuff. So they're looking to cancel the things that are anti those. And this, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sort of embraces the all the things. So it's kind of the anti, but now if the sort of conservative right can cancel Lil Nas X, now they've got cancel culture from all elements. And I would argue that's not what we want. Now what's funny is that BuzzFeed, they compiled a whole bunch of Lil Nas X's tweets because he's been tweeting like crazy. And listen, and again, to take another dig on mainstream media, and like BuzzFeed's a pretty leftist kind of outfit, by the way. This is their headline. And again, like, I'm calling them out because they're like, they're not being impartial and unbiased. This is the headline. Lil Nas X tweeted the most out-of-pocket responses to Call Me By Your Name critics, and each is hilarious. Subcaption says, "I hope he drags each and every one of y'all." But wait, BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed, the proprietors of cancel culture, of being the most offended by everything that ever existed. Wait a minute. Before you get too high on your high horse, Lil Nas X might be a pedo. Yes, that's the claim. Circulating heavy right now. Not on the mainstream feeds. But Media Takeout News, MTONews.com, they've got a whole article on this. And here's what's going on. Before he was famous, Lil Nas X had a Nicki Minaj fan page on Twitter called Nas Mirage. This is true. It's confirmed, right? He's admitted it. Now, allegedly, and it was mostly a, well, what do you call it? What do the kids call this? Stan page for Nicki Minaj, how much he loves or whatever. I don't know. But allegedly, this is the, and this is a big allegedly, he also had a page called the Lil' Kim News, talking about Lil' Kim, right? The Media Takeout News website says, look, the two profiles showed up at the same time. They posted a lot of the same content and links at the same time. In fact, the Lil' Kim page would cite and hashtag Nas Mirage. But this one is not confirmed Lil Nas X, okay? These are years ago, from like 2015. But there's heavy connections that it was him. And what people found digging around on this thing, on the Lil' Kim News Twitter page, which is now suspended, I looked on there just recently, it had posted these negative comments about Beyonce's kids, it was body-shaming young female artists, it was calling out celebrities who had abortions and predicting how many abortions they had. And I found an example on thethings.com. It said, here's, and it, they're disturbing. It says, Blue Ivy, that's, you know, that's Jay-Z and Beyonce's little, was it daughter? Blue Ivy? Such an androgynous name, Blue Ivy. Yeah, it must be the daughter. Says, Blue Ivy ugly and her, I don't want to say it, the P word. Oh boy. I mean, because he's talking about an infant. It says, Blue Ivy ugly and her P word stank. Bro. It also had a photo of Jay-Z and Beyonce, which, you know, not a fan of Jay-Z and Beyonce over here. But, like, good Lord, dude, what are you doing? Anyways, this photo of Jay-Z and Beyonce says, they were so cute together before Beyonce and her monkey baby effed it up. Now, to me, that stuff is far more appalling than what I saw in this video. That's upsetting. But wait, it gets a million times worse. And this is March 29th, 2021, the Lil' Kim News, banned by Twitter, suspended on Twitter, because they found a 2015 tweet, and they got a screenshot. Now look, Media Takeout News, I don't know how reliable that outfit is. It could be that they've made this whole thing up. I don't know. Not an expert on this. But because it's kind of like a tabloidy sort of TMZ style sort of website. So it could be like, don't be starting some public campaign based on this as fact, because I don't know this. But the Lil' Kim News' Twitter is in fact suspended. I confirmed that because I wanted to confirm the tweets, but I can't. It's suspended. But what that is curious that they were suspended, and the reason why allegedly is because of this 2015 tweet, and he said, or not Lil Nas X. We don't know it's Lil Nas X. Whoever owned the Lil' Kim News, which is alleged to be Lil Nas X, said, quote, I want to F my nephew so bad, but he's only 3 years old. Sad face. Oh, my goodness. Okay. See you later, Lil Nas X. If this is him, that's a wrap, son. It's over, bro. I think, like I said before, I think the satanic thing, a lot of people aren't cool with all this. I think this was bad news for him from the get-go. I think this is a litmus test. They want to see the public's reaction to this kind of stuff. But let me do an in conclusion, because it's not an easy answer, right? There's a few ways of thinking about all this. And one, was it just a publicity stunt to sell records like all these other satanic panic musicians? Only this one had like this twist of being a gay black man. All these taboos in here, right? So, was it a publicity stunt? Maybe. I don't know. Option, I mean, he didn't need to do that. Like, he was a pretty famous dude. I don't know why he would do that. Anyway, option two. This is all about the degradation of society. The Illuminati want to follow the Aleister Crowley idea of, like, just degrading everything and being crude about everything. I mean, we got the wet-ass pussy, which shocked me. I just can't believe they performed that at the Grammys. And look, I'm not offended by any of it, but I kind of was like, whoa, this is a turning point for society. They're all about breaking the taboos, right? That's what this is all about. That's what Crowley's... He added three stages of initiation to the Ordo Templi Orientis, the 9th, 10th, and 11th degree. And it was all about breaking the taboos. It was about doing a little masturbation, doing about a little sexy time, and then doing a little bit of gay sexy time. Because he was like, I don't care if you're gay or not. You're going to do gay butt stuff. Because it's all about opening up the mind and destroying the social construct. Another option, maybe he really worships the devil. I don't know, maybe. On the Patreon show, in the comments are always lit on the Patreon, by the way. That's kind of one of the perks of Patreon. If you sign up on Patreon, you get the community vibe, right? A poster named Sir Tim of the Tunnels. I don't know, is that the Tunnels of Set? Oh dear, I don't know. Tunnels of Set, of course, being the beehole. No, I don't know. I have no idea. It's an interesting choice of names. I don't know if this person is well-versed in this stuff or not. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Sir Tim of the Tunnels. I didn't mean to like throw that at you in case you're like, whoa, what? Okay, this person said, maybe wearing the horns is about Paradise Lost. Milton's Paradise Lost. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Huh. Which also, by the way, is at the beginning of Kubrick's Code, the video that I have on Rockfin now because Vimeo kicked me off. Kubrick actually uses that quote. Mike and Mia on Patreon. They also had an interesting take. Lil Nas X sounds a little bit like Lil Gnostic, right? That's what this is about, opening up the mind of the Gnostic version of reality, that the God is the devil, basically. And another one is that let's consider that this backlash reaction is just indicative of toxic masculine programming. Let's let that churn around in our minds a little bit. Is it like, why are people so appalled by this? Is it because a man can never be this feminine? And why not? Why can't a man be feminine? Because women are the most despised thing in our patriarchal society? Why are people so mad? If a woman acts masculine, the rage doesn't go to this level. I don't see anyone picketing young M.A. Young M.A. scares me. I think she could beat me up. But anyway, yeah, lots of curious things. I think this is a good thought exercise. If nothing else, let's make lemonade out of these lemons. It's a good thought exercise, and that's what the artists... is all about. There's a quote that I wrote because I'm a poet and I don't even know. I'm trying to stall while I look it up. Sorry. There's an old 60s, 70s documentary called Mondo Hollywood, and they quote someone named Sartre. I don't know who that is. It says, the artist must go too far so people will go far enough. And that's the value that artists bring. You know, if you want to try to find some good in all this, And look, this is, they're always like, oh, he's so brave. Like, on some levels he is, because, like, you get a lot of hate when you go outside the social construct. Trust me, I know. And when something like this happens, the artist went too far. But it's up to society to debate how far is the right amount of far. So if you're outraged by this, you have a valid point to bring to the table. If you're okay with this, you have a valid point to bring to the table. It's about debating and hashing out this. But the fact that it caused such a splash tells me that, like, our society isn't numb to this. I mean, look, in March of 2020, the Pentagon or whoever, I don't know, come out and said UFOs are real, and, like, no one cared. No splash, no debate, no nothing. That was a litmus test, and they said, okay, cool, they're ready. Let's do it. Then in, just a few months, we're going to get that big report about the aliens. And on that note, I have to go because I have to write this book. I got to hurry up. Use Your Illusion 2. I'm working on it. I got one chapter done. I got like 14 more to go. Oh, dear. So as long as Lil Nas X doesn't drop any more satanic videos or pedo tweets, I could probably get it done. Anyhow, that was it. That's all the updates on Lil Nas X. Hope you enjoyed it. Some good thought-provoking exercises here, folks. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I appreciate your open-mindedness and willing to listen to maybe some things that make you uncomfortable. That's what this is all about. All right, my friends. Next thing on the list, on the agenda, I'm working on those Eyes Wide Shut bonus supporter-only episodes. If you want to sign up, you know where to go. Link in the show notes. If you do Patreon, if you sign up for Patreon, wait till April 1st because they're going to charge you again on the first of the month. So that ideally you want to sign up at the beginning of the month so that you don't pay twice. Just a little friendly reminder, friendly lookout for you. But yeah, if you sign up for Patreon, Rockfin, or IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, which is where you can find the grid where I compare the three support systems. Because I know there's some confusion there. I'm very sorry things happened this way. Censorship was a real issue in my life, so one thing led to another, and boom, I got three places you can go. Each has their perks, their ups and downs. You can find the link in the show notes, and until next time, my friend, stay woke.